I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 1342, Last Words. I have a little exercise for you today. I want to invite you to think of someone that you dearly love. Have you got that person in mind? Someone you dearly love. Now ask yourself this question. If you knew you were going to die, and you had the opportunity to write an email or a letter to that person, the last, final correspondence between you and him or her, what would you say? What would be important enough for you to communicate? What message would you want not to be forgotten? Let's look today at someone who did just that. T2G is about love. Love to the very end. Loving God and others. Part of that is letting go. Hear the words of Paul in 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 16 to 18. These are likely the last written words of Paul that we have recorded. The final words of his recorded letter to his friend, his protege, Timothy. From a cold, lonely Roman prison, the aged apostle had some final instructions for the young pastor. Paul knew that this might be the very final contact he had with Timothy. His execution was imminent. So in the closing camera shot, before the credits roll, we see in this Roman prison cell, Paul's reflecting on what he wanted to say at the very end. This is what he wrote. At my defense, no one came to stand by me, but all deserted me. May it not be charged against them. But the Lord stood by me and strengthened me, so that through me the message might be fully proclaimed, and all the Gentiles might hear it. So I was rescued from the lion's mouth. The Lord will rescue me from every evil deed and bring me safely to his heavenly kingdom. To him be the glory forever and ever. Amen. Did you notice what he did first? He admitted that he'd been hurt. He's suffered. People disappointed him. People let him down. At my defense, no one came to stand by me. All deserted me, he said. But then he didn't hold on to that. He didn't keep his bitterness and anger. He gave it to God and let it go. He said, may it not be charged against them. And finally, he turned to the Lord who never left him, even in the hard times, and said, the Lord stood by me and strengthened me, and he's taken me to his heavenly kingdom. You know, the fact is sometimes it's only during the hardest times that we're closest to God. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego got to walk side by side with the fourth man in the furnace that they wouldn't have got to if it wasn't for the furnace. And it's only as Stephen is facing death, he's going to be martyred, that he sees the vision of Jesus standing at the right hand of God. Believers experience a fellowship with Jesus in suffering that they wouldn't experience otherwise. God is faithful, brothers and sisters. God is not faithless. But there's a job for us to do. Can we do what Paul did? Can we admit the people have hurt us? Just name it to God. And then can we ask God to get us to the place where we can let it go? I don't think it's a light switch, it's a dimmer switch. I think it took time for Paul to get over the hurt that he felt so he could say, don't hold it against them. And then turn to the God who's never left you and is taking you to his heavenly kingdom. That's the only way you'll ever have peace. Here's the great question. What is the Spirit prompting you to do right now? Admit the hurt that others have done to you? Let go and ask God not to hold it against them? Or trust God that he's never left you and he's leading you to a great future? Let's make this prayer our prayer today. Heavenly Father, we come before you with a humble heart, seeking to embody the spirit of the apostle as it's described in 2 Timothy 4, 16 to 18. Just as Paul faced adversity and hurts caused by other people, help me, O Lord, to admit the hurts that others have caused me. Grant me the strength to acknowledge my own pain, for in doing so I can heal by your grace. Lord, we pray for the ability to emulate Paul's character by not holding the hurts against those who have caused hurt to us. Help us to release the burden of resentment and forgive as Paul did. God, we recognize that harboring grudges only keeps us from the fullness of life you have for us. Give us the assurance that no matter what challenge we face, you're guiding us from the kingdom of darkness to the kingdom of light. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 1343. And in the meantime, we don't always get to plan our last words. But if you did, who would you want to communicate with? And what would you want to say with your last words?